Blog Talk Radio.
From the world we see to the unseen world we sometimes see that makes us stand in awe of God's universe, this is Betsy Baleka welcoming you from Cape Washington in the south to Nunavut and the Northern Lights in the Arctic Circle, from the White House gates to Lionsgate, from Casablanca to everyone listening around God's globe. Hi, Gigi. This is Tuning with Betsy from Marvelous Manhattan and Terrific Toronto. This afternoon, after two cancellations of my show due to weather disasters up here and electricity outages and telecommunication outages, Tuning in with Betsy is finally here Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about St. Hildegard and her prophecies towards the end of the world, as we call it. And then I'll continue with a few more of my predictions for 2015. And then I have some affirmations, because since Christmas, or the day after Christmas, we call it Boxing Day here, I've had so many people crying and upset and very fearful. And though we do live in very interesting times, it's time to let go of the fear, because no matter what you're dealing with, whether it's credit card debt, whether it's relationship problems, or I can't lose that extra 15 pounds I gained over the holidays, there is a spiritual solution to every question that we have or any problem. It really does have a spiritual solution. So if anybody wants to follow me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is Twitter @ Betsy Baleka, my name. How simple is that? BetsyBalega, and I'll follow you back. If I don't follow you back instantly, don't be insulted. It's just been a very busy 2 weeks around here. And if you want to be friends on Facebook, my Facebook page is Psychic Betsy Baleka, and we can connect there. And I'm also on LinkedIn, especially for anyone who is a healer, whether you're an energy healer or a Reiki healer, you can link up with me, and I'd love to have you as one of my guests this year on Tuning In with Betsy. But I stay on the positive, not the negative side. You know, so I'm not into the dark arts or dark energy or anything that's a lower vibration, but positive, positive, positive on a higher vibration. So, St. Hildegard from the Middle Ages talked about the minor chastisement. And she talked, and this is a quote from her, "Toward the end of the world, mankind will be purified through sufferings. This will be true especially of the clergy, who will lose much, if not all, of their property. When the clergy has adopted a more simple manner of living, their conditions will improve. At this time, many Christians will go through tribulations and suffering, and those who are persecuting them will see that, surprisingly, many Christians won't be concerned about the death of their physical bodies, because they'll be thinking not of a physical existence, which may be 70 to 90 years, over 100, if you have good genes, but they're more focused on eternal life, not this life on earth, which is just temporary. Then St. Hildegard spoke about a powerful wind that will rise in the north, carrying a heavy fog, and the dense dust will be a divine command, and will fill the throats and eyes of many to stop their savagery, and it will be seen all around the world." Strangely enough, I know a couple of psychics here in Toronto that talk, and I'm not sure what their faith is. I don't even know if they have a faith or a belief system. I'm sure they have a belief system. But if they know of St. Hildegard, what a coincidence that they would be prophesying the same thing as what she prophesied back in the Middle Ages. And then she talks about, and I do feel this is coming, there will be a comet that hits the earth. And she says, "Before the comet comes, many nations, the good accept it, will be scoured with want and famine." And that's one of my visions I've had is where there are going to be food shortages this year in 2015. And I know many of my friends don't believe me, but I do see it. Then she continues, the great nation in the ocean that is inhabited by people of different tribes and descendants will be hit by an earthquake, storms, and tidal waves, and the country will be devastated. The country will be divided in great parts and submerged. That nation will also have many misfortunes at sea and lose its colonies in the east through a tiger and a lion. Now, to me, a tiger to me represents India, and a lion, gosh, could be Africa, king of the jungle. But I'll keep going with what she says. I find this very, very interesting because there's no monarch, there's no king of France, but she talks about the throne of the last Catholic empire will crumble, and the scepter will fall out of the hand of him who sits on the throne. The great monarch by this time will be very old. All justice will cease and will be trodden underfoot. And then she speaks later on about when the lily returns to France, when the throne, she says, peace will return to Europe when the white flower again takes possession of the throne of France. So a white flower to me is a lily, could be a rose, but I think of roses more of with England. So there's nobody sitting on the throne of France. Kings have gone out of style for quite some time now in France, so I don't know what's going to be happening over there. And just keep your eyes and your mind open. But I believe in a pre-trib rapture. So I don't know if you do or if you think of it's, if the rapture is going to be post-tribulation, but Betsy believes it's going to be pre-trib. And St. Jerome is my reason for that, because if you know anything about the Vulgate Bible, St. Jerome translated the Bible from Greek, and it was Jesus will take you out of this mess. And so here are some of my predictions for 2015. Well, I don't know if I said this before, but do expect, unfortunately, more protests across the USA. And these will be related to job losses, because as the price of oil goes down, which everybody loves that, it's so nice to go driving and shopping. I hate to say that. We just got done 2 months of shopping. But as oil goes down, the rate of unemployment is going to go up. So I get where there's going to be more protests across the U.S. There's going to be more problems, unfortunately, with the police. And just send some prayers out tonight for everybody that has a trigger temper. And then I do see interest rates will go up, not right away. And then the Spirit showed me water will become more valuable than gold. And I know gold always seems to be going up, up, up. But there's, like St. Hildegard said, famine and droughts, and there will be a great many countries, not just in Africa, but could be even first world countries that don't have enough water supply. So just remember, you heard it here first. And then, I hate to say this, but I do feel, though things may seem that we're going on an upswing with the stock markets, don't be surprised if by the end of the year, around September, we're on the borderline of a recession. I hope not, but I just feel that that's a very big possibility. And then, I don't know if you heard over the weekend, but it may be that Mitt Romney is thinking of throwing his hat back into the ring. And Chris Christie, after that football game last week, I don't know if he's going to get any electoral votes over in Michigan. I highly doubt it. And as far as New York and New Jersey and the Philadelphia Eagles and people in Philadelphia, gee, you know, come on, what happened to the hometown teams there? But I do feel Jeb Bush will be doing very well leading up to 2016, to the election time. And then I still feel, though Microsoft may be endorsing the Bitcoin Betsy's not endorsing it. There's still something that's something a little bit off kilter with the Bitcoin. So don't put all your money into Bitcoin. And then I do see brownouts and blackouts with New York City along the East Coast this year. And someone, I just read an article where a psychic said Ebola will be cured by a vaccine. I don't feel that's going to happen right now. I don't feel it's going to be happening right now. And I just read an article this afternoon where I think it's a lawyer. I don't know. I won't say their name, but they're taking the Canadian government to court because there's a ban on people coming into Canada from countries with Ebola. So this lawyer is taking the federal government to court. Well, I don't think, the United States, I don't think you're allowed to sue the federal government, but lots of luck. But I have to side with the government on this one. It has to be contained, and I think they're doing their best. They're doing their best. And then I do see superstorms increasing monthly in 2015. Unfortunately, places that really need the rain aren't going to get it. The places that have had more than their share of rain, like Washington State, they're going to continue to have it. But I still get strange weather. Again, who thought it would snow in Las Vegas? But it did. And there's going to be more strange weathers. I get tornadoes appearing in cities where you never think, gosh, downtown, you know, Toledo, Ohio, or I saw it did happen, unfortunately, a tornado in Los Angeles. Things are going to happen, and you're going to say, what? I can't believe it. It's not supposed to happen. But the weather's not going to be logical this year. It's going to be very illogical. And also, I do get where there's going to be, unfortunately, more problems with credit cards and hackers. I don't shop online, but I do see a few more companies that most of their sales are made online. That I get three corporations, and I'll say between now and April. So I want to go January to April, where there's going to be three American companies, you know, based in New York. Well, I'll say based in New York, maybe one in Los Angeles, that they're going to be hacked into. But the security, especially with the events of the past week, security is going to be heightened. And I want to say Toronto, with the Pan Am Games happening this summer, high security alerts in Toronto. But I do feel with the security, the police and everything, they're on their game, as they say, and they'll be fine. I don't feel anything negative happening in the wonderful, terrific, I wasn't say town, it's a city of Toronto. And I think our mayor, John Tory, is doing a terrific job. He's only been on the job since, December the 2nd, and it's been a really good month. And I love what he's doing with the towing. If anybody lives in Toronto, you know exactly what I'm talking about, clearing King Street during rush hour and the major arteries of this of our lovely city during rush hour. That's a great job. So good work, Mayor Tory. And then what else? I do feel many people are buying drones. I don't know why. I just don't get that. But I get where drones are going to be more of a problem in 2015 than just a game or just a toy. So just remember, it's not everything it cracked up to be. And I also get where I get later, I don't know the company, but somebody with a new iPhone, I don't know if it's going to be Apple, if it's going to be, is it Sony, the Galaxy or whatever, that there's going to be another snag, once this next cell phone, the next generation of this cell phone comes out. Strangely, as I say that, I do get, because of things happening in the world where, and I'll go with Bell Canada, we have Bell Telephone, and in the United States too, where a lot of people, and not necessarily the baby boomers or baby zoomers, but the young kids, things will be they're going to go back and may not think that it's going to help them. But I do get a little how they have throwback Thursdays on TV. Well, there's going to be a throwback to landlines coming up. And then again, I think I said this before, I get Russia and China will be allies. And I want to go with weather. Now, I do get earthquakes. I do get one a high number in the Los Angeles area. I also feel in Japan, they're going to have a very strong quake. As I say that, I'm seeing the month of April, May. I feel that's two active months, not just one, two active months for earthquakes. But also with that, Texas, unfortunately, due to fracking, I know what fracking is, I'm sure everybody out there does. This fracking is going to cause, and my heart goes to the people in Irving, Texas, that's the city. The people around there are having earthquakes. They had something like 11 earthquakes in 24 hours because of fracking. Now, come on. Who needs to be so greedy that you have to frack? Okay? So just be careful. Don't be greedy. Don't be greedy. Greed is not good, no matter what that movie Wall Street said. And speaking of the movie Wall Street, somebody asked me to make some predictions about the Hollywood stars. So I want to say I do feel that there's going to be a separation again this year, and they may call it quits with Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. I wish them all the best. I also get Matt Lauer from the Today Show, a separation time between he, or they may be living in separate homes between he and his wife. And Kate Hudson, I pick up, somebody asked me if I thought she would get married to Derek Howe from Dancing with the Stars. No, it may be a nice little whirlwind romance, but I don't get marriage around Kate Hudson. She may have another son, but I don't feel a wedding ring on her finger anytime soon. And then, I guess everybody knows that Benedict Cumberbatch, Mr. Sherlock Holmes of the 21st century, that he's engaged, and he and his fiance are expecting a child. But when I was meditating, I just thought, I see two sons with him. So I don't know if they know the sex of their baby today, but I do get with him that he'll have two sons. And now, I want to give some affirmations to people, because I've had people call me very upset and crying over things that they cannot change. And I think we all know there are some situations we can control, and then some situations we cannot control, and that's when we have to have a faith and a hope that all is not lost. The best is yet to come, as Tony Bennett sang. So remember this, thy kingdom is come. Not thy kingdom come. We pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, I'm not worried about heaven because everything is great up there. Everything is under control up there. There's nothing falling apart in heaven. So we don't want anything to fall apart in your life. So just remember this affirmation. Thy kingdom is come. Thy kingdom is come. Thy will is done in me and my affairs. And I don't mean just love affairs. I mean your business affairs, your job, your career, if you're an entrepreneur, your ideas. So remember, not his kingdom is come, well, his kingdom will come, but it's already in heaven, and everything up there is perfect. So just embrace the thought, the idea, that it is possible to have everything in divine order in your life, no matter what it is that you want. It's not too good to be true. It's too good to be fiction. You do deserve it. And many people I have met feel unworthy of being loved or feel unworthy of having a great paying job. To everyone listening, and it's no coincidence that you're listening to this show, you're meant to have the best. God did not bring you to earth. You didn't reincarnate this lifetime to be suffering. You came to experience the joy and everything wonderful in the world. And there's so much wonderful in the world, even though there can be dark clouds. Those clouds can break and the light will shine through. So remember, His kingdom is here now. His will is done in my life, in your life, in all of your affairs. And remember this, you can't lose anything in the universe. And yesterday somebody said to me, Bets, I'm lost. And I just read a book the other day, and it said, nobody can be lost. I thought, oh boy, I didn't write this book, but I wish I had because it makes perfect sense. You may think you're lost, but no, you're not. When you think you're lost, sit right down and know that there's an angel to your right and an angel to your left. All you have to do is talk to them. And every time I close this show, I say, hey, folks, gang, don't forget, talk to your angels. They're waiting to hear from you. So is God, all three of them, God, the angels, and your spirit guides. They're waiting to chat with you. And when you chat to them, with them, they'll talk back. Or perhaps you've heard, praying is when you talk to God, and when you meditate is when God answers you. So don't get too busy to pray, and don't get too busy to meditate, because if you don't have at least half an hour a day for you, you're not going to feel deserving, because many times, and it can be male, female, we nurture, take care of everybody else. Oops, we forgot about ourselves. So make sure you do something nice for yourself. Not just today, but every day. So, here's another affirmation for my listeners. What God has given me can never be taken from me, for His gifts are for all eternity. And I tell people, the day that you were born, you had everything given to you to be a success in your lifetime, in this lifetime. So, don't give up. I'm inspired to say this because I get my angel telling me to tell you this. Don't give up. If you're, say you're an accountant right now, but you always wanted to write a screenplay or a book, or you wanted to write music and create music, please don't give up on your dreams. You can do anything, you know. And every day when you wake up, there's a reason why you're here. Or people will say, Bets, you know, I'm 50 now. I don't know why I'm still here. Well, you know what? As long as you're listening to this show and you're breathing automatically, your body knows how to breathe. You don't have to tell your lungs to breathe. They're doing it automatically. There's a reason why you're here. So here's another affirmation. I know nothing can defeat God. Therefore, nothing can defeat me. And whether you call it the Godship, your soul, we are all connected to God. And He doesn't make mistakes, and He doesn't make failures. So trust me, whoever's listening to me right now, you are not a mistake, and you are not a failure. There's no failure in God's vocabulary. There's no word impossible in God's dictionary. There's no word in His mind such as impossible, because we all know that with God, all things are possible. And I feel like I should tell somebody, right now, I feel this is a female. Sit down and write that book. There's a book inside of you. You should be writing it right now. But I don't feel you're in Toronto. I actually feel you're in another country, not necessarily the United States either. But there's some woman listening. She's around 33 years old, and she's supposed to write a book, and it'll be a very good, successful book. So never say never. It's going to be happening for you in 2015. Now, here's another affirmation. I do not limit God. With God, all things are easy and possible now. And Betsy didn't say next week. Betsy didn't say tomorrow night. Betsy said, I do not limit God. With God, all things are easy and possible now. I love that word, now. And somebody asked me about 2 weeks ago. They thought that they were cursed. But I believe this. If you think you're cursed, you're going to be convinced you're cursed. So you say, I am surrounded by the white light of Christ through which nothing can touch me. And keep that in your mind. There's nothing that can harm you when you're surrounded by the white light of Jesus Christ. And then After Christmas, I spoke to quite a few females, mostly, with fears and tears for the future. So here is another affirmation. I walk in the light of the Christ, and my fears dwindle to nothing. Nothing can oppose God's good or my good. Remember that. You and I, we all walk in the light of the Christ, and our fears dwindle down to nothing. Nothing can oppose God's good or mine or yours. Now then I have a lot of friends who are worried about their weight and if they're ever going to lose the weight. Do you know that when you carry extra weight, you're carrying around your worries, and they've actually manifested as extra weight? So whether you use food as comfort food as something to cheer you up, or if you're sad over a breakup, or if you've got so many responsibilities, you feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders, you can turn to food symbolically, and then the weight of your shoulders, whoops, it went to my hips. So you say, I am a spiritual being. My body is perfect and maintains its perfect weight. And I tell my friends, be careful what you say after the words, I am. Because too many times I talk to people and they say, oh, I'm not good at math. Oh, I'm not good at writing. Oh, I am not creative. Okay, shut up. Now, that's very strong language for me to say, but you go, shh, watch. Those words, I am, what did Christ say? He said, I am one with the Father. Well, that got him nailed to a cross. But he said, I am one with the Father. And the Pharisees said, well, who does he think he is that he's the equal to God? Well, if you have a spark of God in you, which I know you do, you are connected to God. And you can, through him, do anything that you like to do as long as it's good and not evil. And then another one for weight, you say, I release the pressure and the worries I have carried around. The pounds melt away now in divine order. And just focus and see yourself, visualize as you say it, see yourself slimmer. I believe in prayer, meditation, and visualization. Absolutely, I do. Put Christ in the picture and you'll see miracles. Absolutely, you will. And when you use his name, you'll see even more miracles. Because in the end times, which you're in, you're going to see a whole lot of signs and wonders working perfectly through his name. So now, with all of that information and predictions, I want to share a new TV show, which I love. Well, actually, it's in the second year, called, speaking of curses, The Curse of Oak Island on the History Channel in Canada. It comes on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock. Now, what it involves is, you think, what, a curse? Well, it involves treasures from the Knights Templar who took treasures and moved them to France. One of my favorite countries. I'm sure I lived there in another lifetime. And then from France, these treasures, which were some of the treasures from the Temple of Solomon, they sailed 18 ships from France, 18 ships of treasures, and went to Scotland. And from Scotland, they took the 18 ships and sailed to New Scotland, which we call it in Canada, Nova Scotia, and to a little place called Oak Island. And if you like mysteries, you'll love this show. And there's a weekly contest to enter. If you watch the show, a clue is given every week. And then you go to their Facebook page and you enter the contest. And you can win $500 a week, not a week for life or anything, but $500 is one of the prizes. And then, which a prize I would love, a trip to Oak Island. I don't know if you can visit Oak Island, if you have to be invited, but the whole thing of the Curse of Oak Island is that seven people have to die before this treasure is found. Strangely enough, eerily, six people have died on this treasure hunt. But what a show. And if you don't get it in the States, maybe you can go to the History Channel and watch it online. I'm sure that you can now, because anything is possible with God. Anything is possible now, with almost possible, with the internet and seeing TV shows that you can't get in the USA. And I want to thank everybody here. Again, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Betsy Belega, and I'm Psychic Betsy Belega on Facebook. And if you go to my Facebook page, you'll be able to find the History Channel and Oak Island, because I liked it. I did it last week. Finally, I've been so busy. And again, if you'd like to be on this show and be interviewed and be my guest, find me on LinkedIn. My name is Betsy Belega, and we'll get you on as a guest. And you'll have your half hour being the guest on Tuning In with Betsy. So I want to wish everybody a very happy 2015. I want to say thank you for listening to Tuning In with Betsy. And don't forget to talk to your angels and their boss. They're all waiting to hear from you. Have a blessed night. Thank you so much.